So when RFK Jr. endorsed Donald Trump for president in 2024, the American people were told that the Make America Healthy Again movement was joining forces with the Make America Great Again movement. And that as a result, this country would soon embark upon a national restoration of well-being and that our health fortunes would be completely changed. Americans are a people who have been poisoned systematically over and over again for decades, whose children are being poisoned to this day by doctors who've sworn an oath to help, but who instead maim and kill. And while this was once considered a fringe issue, since 2020, it's just not anymore. Millions of people are aware of it. They're demanding action. We here on this show, we are demanding action. And now, after very little news on this topic through the first few months of Trump's presidency, a story has gone viral to much applause as HHS Secretary RFK Jr. and the CDC are now saying that they're removing the COVID clot shot and its boosters from their recommendation list of vaccines for kids and pregnant women. Watch.
Hi, everybody. I'm Robert F. Kennedy Jr., your HHS Secretary, and I'm here today with NIH Director Dr. Jay Bhattacharya and FDA Commissioner Dr. Marty Makary. I couldn't be more pleased to announce that as of today, the COVID vaccine for healthy children and healthy pregnant women has been removed from the CDC recommended immunization schedule. Last year, the Biden administration urged healthy children to get yet another COVID shot despite the lack of any clinical data to support the repeat booster strategy in children.
That ends today. It's common sense and it's good science.
There's no evidence healthy kids need it today, and most countries have stopped recommending it for children.
We're now one step closer to realizing President Trump's promise to make America healthy again.
All right. So, I mean, look, that's nice, and it's a step in the right direction. But that's not enough. I mean, it's not nearly enough. Doctors in this country can still shoot kids up with poison. They can still shoot up pregnant women and preborn babies with bioweapons, and they can get away with it. They're not being told to stop doing it. The CDC is just no longer recommending it to patients. I mean, these people are serial killers. They're biological warfare criminals. They're injecting people with a patented weapon of biowarfare. They've been doing this for years now. And you can bet your ass they're going to continue doing it until they're forced to stop, until this thing is criminalized. Taken off the market. The people that are responsible for it are held to extreme accountability. But of course, that creates a real conundrum, especially for this Trump administration, because President Trump is President Warp Speed. He still takes credit for the jab, and now he's paving the way for even more of them. He's throwing billions of dollars to Jewish big tech overlords to develop AI-designed clot shots. Larry Ellison was at the Oval Office talking about all of this. So yeah, just removing this poison from the recommendation list, it's a step in the right direction, but it's not enough. We're going to have to go a whole lot further than that. RFK Jr. and President Trump, they vowed to make America healthy again, and we can't do that with this poison still available and on the market. We can't do that with an HHS secretary calling for kids to be pumped full of MMR jabs and other so-called vaccines either. I mean, we're in a race against the clock here. Each and every day, more and more, millions of Americans are being poisoned. Kids. Infertility and sterility are skyrocketing. So are diseases that nobody had ever heard of prior to the scamdemic. I mean, it's just absolutely unsustainable. Dr. Kirkmore is here for more discussion on all of this. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for coming. Do you think that that's a step in the right direction, or do you think that it needs to go further, or both?
Definitely both. I'm really kind of disappointed that it took this long for that to happen alone. Based upon what you and I know of what RFK has said and done over the last 20 years as it relates to, you know, vaccines, I would have thought that this would have been, you know, as soon as he was sworn in the Oval Office with that ceremony with President Trump, that it would have happened 5 minutes later.
And you were led to believe that because of his rhetoric. I mean, the entire time during COVID and long before then, RFK's stance on vaccines has been very clear. So why do you think it is? What happened? Why would they slow this down? Why would there be a blockade in front of day one? Just, yep, this is banned. It's being criminalized. And we're going after the people that unleashed it.
I mean, this is speculation, purely my opinion. I've heard there's battles going on behind the scenes about with who he can hire and who, and who his people can be around him. I've heard he's hired people that have been then terminated by other higher ranked people in the administration. It's a struggle, I think. I think that we like to we you and I on the outside like to think that, hey, it should be easy. Go in there, let's just get rid of the deep state, let's get rid of everything else and all these people that have done. But I believe it's a truly entrenched problem. And getting rid of everybody is not going to be something that's going to happen overnight. And I think Kash Patel, Dan Bongino are finding out the same thing on the FBI side. And like you said, Donald Trump is still fully on board with Warp Speed. And until somebody can get in there in his true inner circle and convince him otherwise, I think it's going to be really difficult. RFK, I think, also made a deal with the devil, and that is Senator Cassidy from Louisiana, in order to be get his nomination approved. And I think that there's a lot of things that he promised that he was going to do to Senator Kennedy in order for him to be confirmed through the Senate, through the Senate confirmation process.
Yeah, I agree with you on Kash Patel and Dan Bongino, maybe in kind of a different way, but I agree that they're learning some lessons the hard way. Somebody got a hold of them. There's a gun to their head. I mean, they just went on TV and looked Maria Bartiromo at Fox News directly in the face and tried to gaslight the American public into believing that with a paper sheet and against all odds, with two guards falling asleep simultaneously and the CCTV cameras breaking down, Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. I mean, it's like they looked like they were hostages being held, and they were sweating. They were clearly lying. So yes, why do you think Donald Trump? I mean, even if he, and again, speculation, Dr. Moore. I know that that's not really your forte, but it's just kind of a rabbit hole I'm going down here mentally. If Donald Trump were made aware, hey, Operation Warp Speed, although you adopted it and you championed this, it was an act of war against the American people. It was a DOD operation in cahoots with foreign interests to poison systematically people and inject them with nanotechnology or whatever other mRNA bullshit is inside of these shots. If he comes out and says something like that, whoever's really behind this agenda has it on him that he's the one that authored this. He's the one that championed this. He's the criminal that released this. So there's really nothing ever that he can actually do, even if he knows full well that this was a crime against humanity, or whether or not this is the crime of humanity against humanity that we all know it is.
I try to equate that with why aren't other physicians coming out and, speaking out against this bioweapon as well? There's it's gonna, and I've had long conversations with a number of people, about this.
And what are they saying?
It's crazy, I mean, for people to actually come out and say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I was misled. I mean, I'm happy to do that all the time. I mean, I operate and not every single surgery that I do goes perfectly. And so I have to say that, hey, look, we could have done better, or, this didn't quite go the way I expected it to. And so I kind of look at it that way. But there's a deep-seated kind of philosophical thing. When somebody gets to a point of believing something, there is hardly anything that you can get data-wise to them and information-wise that's going to get them to change their mind. At least not immediately and like over the overnight. I'll tell you one thing that could happen with the COVID shots that right now, Secretary Kennedy could do, and it would make the shots go away. He wouldn't even have to mention mRNA. He wouldn't even have to mention COVID. He wouldn't have to use the word vaccine. All he has to do is, in one sentence, fully within his authority, is to say, I rescind the state of emergency in the United States right now. That will eliminate the PREP Act liability protections that the pharmaceutical companies have. They will be fully liable for everything that's out there. And it's fully within the HHS secretary alone, not President Trump, not the legislature, not the legal system, nothing. He rescinds the state of emergency. The EUA goes away. The shots go away overnight because pharmaceutical companies will not be able to withstand the barrage of liability that's going to come after them.
That's actually a brilliant take, and you know it should be done forthwith. Do you think it would get him killed?
Well, if he gets to sign it before that, then it certainly helps the rest of us. Maybe he becomes a martyr. And I'm not asking him to become a martyr. I'm not saying that at all. I just, what I'm trying to say is,
it's a very real possibility. I mean, we're talking about big pharma here. This is a trillion-dollar industry that obviously doesn't care about killing people. I mean, they're psychopaths.
Right. Right. And they're all owned by BlackRock and Vanguard and everything else. And BlackRock now suing United Healthcare because they're paying out too much money for, you know, for healthcare now that the CEO was killed. You know, it's this back-assward system right now. But, you know, and I don't think he'd be killed. I think he'd be way too high profile, although, you know, you could go back to, you know, JFK, RFK, his dad, MLK, all of those things, you know, without getting into all the quote unquote conspiracies. But, you know, I just, that single line, it can be a one line statement. And like I said, it doesn't even have to be mentioned. Vaccines don't have to be mentioned. Liquid nanoparticles don't have to be mentioned. Lipid nanoparticles, you know, mRNA, nothing. COVID, nothing. He just has to write a note, sign it, and submit it. I rescind the state of emergency that Xavier Becerra extended until 2029. And this all goes away overnight.
What do you think the American public does when they hear that?
When they hear
that he says, yep, he decides to do that, what you're suggesting, and he ends the state of emergency in the United States, and then these liability shields are no longer afforded to these pharmaceutical companies, so they stop just manufacturing them or stop pushing them. If they hear that RFK did this, what type of political fallout do you think he would face from the masses, from the public, or do you think they would be on board?
Oh, I think we underestimate the number of people that are actually behind this whole movement. And I think that it's being it's being warped and distorted and everything else by, like you said in your monologue, by addressing, you know, poisons in our food and everything else. We're never going to get anywhere if we continue to inject poisons into our kids from the day that they're born until the day they die. And there's not going to be any measurable increase or decrease, let's say, of chronic health disease until we stop our vaccination program.
Well, you damn well know I'm getting on board with this. There's going to be a pressure campaign mounted both digitally and with this program, the entire way to this platform, to RFK, to get the word to him that that's what the American public is expecting him to do, and that he should do it forthwith, and that not doing it doesn't make any sense. What would be the justification, just playing devil's advocate? Dr. Moore, what would you say would be the opposition to this?
Well, the opposition is what we've already heard. And the opposition is that you're going to put kids in danger for getting measles, and you're going to put kids in danger for getting chickenpox. Well, you know, I'm old enough to where I got measles and chickenpox as a kid. I never had a vaccine for it. And, you know, I survived just fine. And
if I went you look to a chickenpox party.
That died, just reported to VAERS that have died from the MMR vaccine. It's more people that have died from the measles. We had a quote unquote measles scare in Texas where two Mennonite kids supposedly died of measles. But then you go to the Children's Health Defense, you know, and you listen to what Pierre Corey said when he reviewed the medical records. They didn't die of measles. They died of an undiagnosed pneumonia that was mistreated. I'll venture to say that those people were even mistreated on purpose so that they would die. They were sacrificed for the narrative that, hey, we need to make sure that more people get the MMR vaccine.
And that's what I mean. Something happened because this wasn't a pandemic. This wasn't an epidemic. This wasn't an act of biological warfare by, you know, a bunch of different governments in cahoots. This wasn't like nearly to the level of COVID-19. What would prompt the HHS secretary to enact this state of emergency and to go and start pushing MMR vaccines for a couple of alleged Mennonite kids who supposedly died from measles that actually didn't die from measles? There's something else there.
I don't think he wrote that post. I think there's people behind the scenes that are doing stuff that he doesn't have control over.
Well, that's interesting. Do you?
So I think that, you know, he has control over his posts.
Is that also just 100% speculation, or do you have some information from a source that you trust?
I just, from what I've seen and from his determination and his consistency and the discipline that he's had over the last 20 years as it relates to vaccines, I don't think that MMR post that he said people need to go out and get more MMR vaccines, I don't think that was his. I think either he was coerced into doing it somehow, or somebody else wrote it and posted it on his you know, on his, because it didn't come from his personal profile. It came from his HHS profile. And so I think somebody had control of that, that he.
So, I mean, do you think that it's possible that RFK is blackmailed or somehow otherwise compromised?
I don't know that he's blackmailed or compromised. I think that he's being controlled in some ways. I think he'll figure out a way to get around it. And that's, and what we saw yesterday is a step in that direction. I think he's trying to figure out ways. He's made you know, deals with the devil, and he's figuring out ways for him to work around it. My personal thing is, if it were me, I would just forget what I promised Kennedy, because all of our politicians lie to us anyway. All of these people that are there get there from lying to us. So what's the difference if RFK lied to him, said, yeah, I'll do this over here. And then when he gets into office, he just does the complete opposite. I think the American people, and I agree with you, I think we need to do whatever and anything that we can publicly and in the full public sphere and get everybody out there, whether it's having, you know, kind of people on the streets, you know, people calling their congressmen, people, you know, calling, I keep calling him Senator Kennedy, but, you know, Secretary Kennedy, and just making it known that, you know, there's out that, that we're all out there. And I believe there's 70% of the population that's out there that currently believes that this COVID vaccine needs to be taken off the market.
Yeah. At very minimum.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, if he ends this emergency and these things are taken off the market, do you think they actually do come off the market? Or do you think that these vaccine manufacturers continue to allow people to inject this poisonous clot shot serum?
I think they come off the market overnight. I don't, because I think that there'll be so many lawsuits coming in and they are not protected by the PrEP Act any longer.
Yeah. And the PrEP Act and this congressional immunity thing is kind of a psyop anyways, because nowhere in any state in our union, anywhere in the country, any state, local, municipal or federal law, is there anywhere in this country on the books a law that protects any individual or entity from deploying a weapon of biowarfare against its people. But if you do want to stay less conspiratorial in nature, of course, the HHS director has the authority unilaterally to just end the state of emergency and take these things off the market, or at least see if that works. At least, you know, pull that trigger to start with. And right. If that doesn't end it, then, of course, you know, there are further measures that you can take. And if RFK is actually committed to making America healthy again, then that's exactly what he'll do. Dr. Moore, thank you so much for coming. We always appreciate having you. Come back again soon.
Okay. Well, thanks for having me on, Stu.
Yeah, of course. You're supposed to be here for the full hour, and we're going to get Dr. Moore in for a full hour. I respect his opinion tremendously. All right. Coming up on the program, we're going to discuss more of my ban, apparently, from Marriott Bonvoy International, as well as now the VFW has said, yep, you're not allowed here. We'll be right back.
Don't let the IRS rob you. Where is your money going? Over 4 million government credit cards by federal employees were used to make 90 million transactions with no accountability. DOGE has found $4.7 trillion in federal spending that is untraceable or fraudulent. You work hard to pay your bills, and a significant portion of your money is funneled to thieves and fraudsters through the taxes you pay to the IRS. The IRS wants you to feel powerless. Be a slave that shuts up and give them your hard-earned money. But there is a way out of this slavery. Freedom Law School has been teaching Americans for over 30 years that no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. None of their students who have stopped paying have gone to prison or had their bank account or property stolen by the IRS. Go to freedomlawschool.org today to take 7 steps to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. For freedom, go to freedomlawschool.org today.
So RFK Jr. is heading up Health and Human Services. And of course, we have Elon Musk, who's heading up DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, looking into all of the unnecessary spending. How about we look into spraying the skies with poison? How about we look into weather modification? Yeah, it's not a secret anymore. We've all seen them spraying the skies. You can go outside and see the perfectly crisscrossed patterns. This mysterious fog that appeared, you guys remember that? People were just getting sick all over the place. Bioweapons being sprayed in the sky. We've seen graphene oxide samples, and now deadly bacteria is found in this deadly fog. You're getting poison everywhere. And so, of course, the old playbook is make it impossible to get real treatments that actually help you and instead push you to Big Pharma, scare the hell out of you, and make you go get a deadly injection. No, not anymore. Remember ivermectin? It was hard to get to. Remember hydroxychloroquine? It was hard to get to. Doxycycline, dexamethasone, all of the things that actually treated people that were demonized by the murderous press. It's all available right here, right now, in the emergency kit that I've been telling you about. Get the ivermectin, get the hydroxychloroquine, the dexamethasone, get it all right here in this travel size case. It's ready to go. Guidebook for safe and easy use inside of this thing, putting urgent care right at your fingertips. Plus, it includes the immunity-boosting ZSAC nutraceutical, giving your body the extra defense that it needs on the daily, whether it's a sudden bacterial infection or a bioweapon attack, maybe a respiratory illness or something more severe. The Z-Kit has you covered. The purchasing process is fully digital. All it takes, just fill out a quick little digital form. Within 1 to 2 weeks, your kit arrives at your front door just as mine did at mine. Don't let illnesses and bioweapons catch you off guard. Order your Z-Kit right now at the famous ZStackProtocol.com. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and then use code SPN to save up to $48 plus get free shipping. Up to $48 off plus free shipping for this. It was hard to get ivermectin. Remember, it probably will be again. Hydroxychloroquine, dexamethasone, doxycycline. All of these things are included right here, plus a guide for safe use. Go to ZStackProtocol.com and use the promo code SPN. $48 off plus free shipping. And because we're America first and America only, it's available to American residents only. ZStackProtocol.com.
As Christians in a Christian country, we have a right to be at minimum agnostic about the leadership being all Jewishly occupied.
We literally should be at war with fucking Israel 100 times over, and instead we're just sending them money, and it's fucking craziness.
Look at the state of Israel, look at the state of Tel Aviv, and look at the state of Philadelphia. You tell me where this money's going. You tell me who's benefiting from this.
I am prepared to die in the battle fighting this monstrosity that would wish to enslave me and my family and steal away any rights to my property and to take away my God, go fuck yourself. Will I submit to that?
And if you've got a foreign state, you've got dual citizens in your government, who do you think they're supporting?
God, right now, would you protect the nation of Israel and protect those of us, not just our church, but every church in the world and in this nation that's willing to put their neck on the line and say, we stand with them.
You can look at Trump's cabinet, you can look at Biden's cabinet, it's full of Jews.
Black friend in school. I have nothing against blacks. She has nothing against me. She understands where I'm coming from.
Excuse me, I'm a Jew, and I just like to say that, you know, in our Bible it says that you're like animals.
The Jews crucified our God.